Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned into Eye on Hollywood. No, it's not Friday. You're not fooled on that basis, but it is Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, everyone. I am LeVar, and as always, I'm joined by the one and the only and the lovely Lola. Lola, what's going on?
Happy Easter, everybody. I hope everybody's got a lot of jelly beans and chocolate bunnies in their basket.
Well, actually, Lola, you know, after seeing that preview for the movie Hop, and now knowing where jelly beans come from, let's hope that did not happen. But you know what? I was going to actually start off the show. I always have like a alternate joke to start off the show, and usually the last second I tell myself don't do it. So I was going to say I hope that you're having like an excellent Sunday, but I'll leave that alone. That kills the joke then for another Easter. But, yeah, I know. It's bad. It's bad. I'm here all week. But we've got a lot on our plate today. Actually, I'm going to...
We sure do.
Yeah. I'm going to be incorporating some of the things from our Monday show because I've already got in the weekend box office, and I can tell you what most of you have been seeing and what most of you have not been seeing. As well as New Music Tuesday, New DVD Tuesday, and then all of the latest celeb news that you've come to know us for. And I guess, you know, it's kind of like a potpourri type of day because I think with the royal wedding coming up, and we haven't mentioned it on this show because we know that it's really not of interest to anyone out there, but the royal wedding coming up on Friday, and it kind of seems that the celeb news grinder has there, but it's slowed down a bit here in the last couple of weeks. I think Kate and William have taken up so much of the media attention. But if you've been under a rock this week, you know, and I guess we'll start off first with Lindsay Lohan. And on Friday, a judge found her in violation of her probation and sentenced her to jail in like 480 hours of community service. Now, she was allowed to post bail at $75,000. You know, and all this posting bail that she's been doing and not even working. That's amazing. She's got the money to post bail. Her trial will be June 3rd, and that theft case is still upset over that. But I know late last night some people close to Lindsay said that she is, quote, very angry about that jail sentence. If you're judging this case, Lola, is this all warranted right now? I mean, to send her to jail only to say, well, we're going to send you to jail, but you can bail yourself out. I mean, is there really a point in all of that?
I don't think there was. When I read it, I thought, okay, even if she does get jail time, if she does, let's be realistic. What is she going to do, like 20 days?
Yeah, it was
maybe
not going to be that long.
Supposedly was going to be sentenced 4 months, but we know that when you break it down, it's probably going to be something like 15 days.
Yeah, it was more or less she got the Paris Hilton sentence. But I was like, you know, kind of, you know, maybe it amazes me that, you know, I was like, well, you're just looking to get the money off her? Because I was like, at this point, you knew it when you told her she could bail herself out that she was going to be out of there in probably less than like 5 hours, which it was. I think she only spent like 4 hours in jail.
4 hours,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, she's still kind of confused with this whole theft case because the people who are charging her with all this is certainly doing a lot to, I guess, make this a mistrial. And so, you know, it's just a combination of things for her this week. And then I know at one point, supposedly, she was supposed to be doing the Gotti movie, then she was off of it. Now she's back on it. And, you know, and I know for her, she said that she just wants to get back to work and, you know, stop going to, you know, all of these rehabs and jails and community service issues. And I just say this for Lindsay. I mean, there's two sides to this. Number one, yes, I know the court has to come up with some, you know, I guess some punishment for the things that have occurred. But I've also got to say, Lindsay, you've got to hang out with a totally brand new crowd. I'm not even sure at this point that I know as close as you are with your mom, I'm not even sure if your mom is a good person to pretty much be around right now or have her handling your business affairs. I would get someone more independent that will tell you no or yes, and, you know, people who are going to act in your best interest, not try to, you know, not, I don't want to say screw you over on roles, because I know sometimes, you know, parents will probably try a little bit too hard as to where they'll mess stuff up. And that was the rumor this week with that whole thing with the Gotti movie, that, you know, her mom, who's basically handling all this stuff, was coming with too many, you know, things that they, you know, wanted, and it kind of like scared the producers off. So I think Lindsay needs some people in her life that are going to work in her best interest.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going to go in there, but we will definitely be following the trial. Like I said, starts June 3rd in that theft case. And in the meantime, Lindsay's got a lot of community service hours to fill out. So I don't know. And also, a marriage over the weekend, a quick marriage, one that was not expected until later this summer. Singer Leanne Rimes and her fiancé, see, laughing over there already, Lola. Her fiancé, Eddie Cibrian, married on Friday. According to details, the bride wore, I'm going to get this so wrong, a Rheem Acra gown.
Yeah. Are you
familiar with that, Lola?
Yes. Yeah, that was the same actually designer that did Star Jones' gown when she got married.
Oh, interesting. See, I did not know that. See, I couldn't tell you. All I know is it's a wedding dress. You know, I didn't know that there were different designers. So I but they exchanged vows on Friday out in Los Angeles area in front of 40 guests, including Eddie's two sons. Of course, if you recall this whole story that they were engaged back in December after both were involved in marriages and have left their spouses for each other here. And it was kind of a surprise wedding, according to sources, that they invited their friends to an engagement party, and everyone went thinking it was an engagement party, and it turned out to actually be a wedding. So I guess congratulations. How do you congratulate somebody on that? Because of the circumstances, I guess, in which it, you know, it went from them leaving or divorcing their significant others, and then, I mean, I guess I'm going to come out with it, cheating on them and then going with each other, and then they get married. I mean, is there a Hallmark card for that?
Well, you know, it's very reminiscent of Tori Spelling and her husband Dean. They actually met during a movie. They both were married to other people and had a relationship, you know, and left their significant others to be with each other. So when I see Leanne Rimes and her husband, I'm very reminded about the Tori Spelling saga.
Hmm. Very interesting. I really don't know what to say to those things. I was like, hey, congratulations. It's kind of like, you know, when someone, I guess, finds out that they're pregnant and they weren't like ready to be pregnant, you're like, congratulations. It's kind of like you left with a question mark. It's like you don't know what to say, so I guess it's okay. I don't know. Couple of TV news that we also got on this day. Looks like, you know, it's, for those who are fans of The Office, looks like that Jim Carrey is going to be added to the long list of people who will be appearing on the season finale. I'm not even sure if The Office was relevant now that Steve Carell's leaving. I don't know how you kind of continue that on. I mean, I know he was just a blip in a, you know, cast of characters, but I mean, he was the main character. That's what you kind of watched for. But I really haven't watched The Office in like the last few seasons. I see it in syndication from time to time. But Jim Carrey added to that. And actually, the funny thing is, with Jim Carrey, I saw a clip on In Living Color. And you know what? I'm sorry. Jim was far more funnier doing his In Living Color days than he is now.
I don't think he's funny at all. But you're right. He was funnier during Living Color. I can't stand him.
Yeah, I was like, he was far more funnier and at his best then than he's been since. I don't think he's really, struck out since. Like, I guess you have to put him in, you could say Ace Ventura, it's a cult classic and people like it. But after that, it kind of, went south, And all this other stuff that he's doing, these serious comedy movies or these dark comedy movies, I don't know. It doesn't fit him at all. And I had to add this one in because I know there's a few Glee fans that might listen to this show, but Glee star Chris Colfer has been hired by the Disney Channel to write a pilot for a kids' show. It's called The Leftover Witch, which is based off of the Florence Laughlin books. And he will also write and star in an indie flick coming up later this year called Struck by Lightning. So that is in there. And I want to also put out there the weekend box office. Those results coming out just about less than an hour ago. I don't know how they come out with this stuff right away. And the thing about the weekend box office numbers is that they're always estimated, and it could change. And sometimes you might see, a number 5 movie slip to 6, or you might see number 6 movie flip up to 4. But according to the weekend box office, Lola, if you went out this weekend, Scream 4 was the 5th most watched movie of the weekend, only 7.1 million. I've heard so many horrible things about this movie. I don't know. Have you been hearing anything about it?
Well, I knew it was bad when they decided to come back and reshoot. That's how you know it's bad. And they had done that about a month or two ago. They came back to Michigan and decided to kind of reshoot some scenes. And I go, okay, this is not going to be good. Whenever a movie does that, there's generally a they must have ran it by a test audience and people had whatever misgivings or feelings, and they decide to change it around to obviously change the course of the feeling. So I knew it was going to be bad then. And I hate to say this, but what is a Scream 4? Does anybody even care?
No. I heard from most people that I heard after Scream 2, that should have been it. 3 and 4 probably should have been a straight-to-video production. So I don't know how many times you can kill off somebody, not kill off somebody, or how many times those main characters could survive, because that either tells me one or two things. That Scream guy is either, the worst killer, because he can't get rid of the people that he was supposed to, or these people are the luckiest SOBs on earth to be escaping 3 other different times from this guy. But what does he do? Does
exactly.
He take time off? And that's my thing. Does the killer take time off? It's been 16 years since, the first movie? And I'm like, how bad of a killer are you that, you go and you kill these the other innocent people, and you take some time off, decide to come back a couple of years later, let's try another whack at it again, and then you don't do so well, and then you go away. Do they go to, a killer's retirement home? Do they go, I don't know. I don't get that one. But Scream 4 finishing at number 5. Hop, of course, the movie about Easter Bunny that we kind of alluded to earlier, finished at number 4, 12 million. Water for Elephants, Renee Zellweger, vampire guy, that movie finished at number 3. Number 2, Madea's Big Happy Family at 26.1 million. Now, this is where I think we're going to have a little bit of a problem here. Because at number 2 was Madea's Big Happy Family at 26.1 million. Number 1 movie, according to the weekend box office estimates, is the animated film Rio at 26.5. That's only a $400,000 difference. And I think that if you've got a lot of people going to the box office today, I'm going to make the bold prediction. And I'm just going to say this, but I'm making the bold prediction that by Monday when the final estimates come out, I think that Madea could overtake Rio. I think it could. Because it's only a $400,000 difference. And I think that if a lot of people, who have nothing to do today, might go out and go and see Medea. I think the people who are going to see Rio probably have already seen it, and probably the bulk of them saw it on Saturday if they took their kids. So I don't know. That's going to be a close race to the box office. Maybe if we do have the final numbers by the time we see you on the air tomorrow, we'll actually talk about that. New music, new DVD Tuesday. Not much coming out. Well, actually, I scanned up and down a list, and there was actually one surprise in the music list and a couple of surprises on our DVD list. But coming out on DVD Tuesday, South Park, the complete 14th season. I didn't even know they'd done that many. Growing Pains, I know that was your favorite show. the complete second season. They've only come out with the premiere season. And then here's something that surprised me. I thought it was already out on DVD, but I guess not. Coming out on DVD on Tuesday is the television series ER. Now, my sister was a huge fan of that show. She actually got me hooked on it. And I actually watched it for quite a few seasons, and then when it kind of like flipped times, I think, or flipped something, and then I kind of got lost from it, and I couldn't like catch up with it. But what they're doing here is that the complete series of ER has never been out on DVD. Surprise, surprise. And they are coming out with, and I was kind of doing my research here, starting this week and running all the way through July, they're going to release seasons, you know, bit by bit by bit. And starting Tuesday, I think it will be seasons 1 through 6, and it will culminate all the way until July 11th, I believe, or July 12th, with the final few seasons. So if you're an ER fan, definitely you're going to be spending quite a bit of money. But if you're an ER fan, it will be out on DVD starting on Tuesday. So I guess you'll have time to catch up on every episode from the 14, 15 seasons that it was on. So very interesting indeed. And then New Music Tuesday, you know, I looked up and down the list, Lola. There wasn't much to be said for that, but here's a couple old names and then weird names that were in there. But among the normals, Ricky Dillard and New G with their Keep Living album, that will be out. Emmy Lou Harris out with her album, Hard Bargain. Then Florence and the Machine with their new album, Lungs. And then Bootsy Collins. Now, if you're a 70s funk person, Bootsy Collins is coming out with a new album called The Funk Capital of the World. That will be out on Tuesday. And then there is a special CD. If you're a Rolling Stones fan, it's the Rolling Stones, the complete singles, 1971 to 2006. It is 45 CDs, according to Amazon.com. Retail price there, $179.88, which I guess isn't bad for 45 CDs, especially the Rolling Stones, if you're a big fan. And then the one person that kind of stuck out for me, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman herself, will be out with an album on Tuesday. I don't know how she sings, but I know somewhere Wendy Williams is probably jumping up and down with excitement. So imagine Wonder Woman with an album. So I heard she was a singer, and I don't know how well she sings, but yeah, so Linda Carter out with an album. And I guess I got to ask you a couple questions here, Lola. And I know I'm just, like I said, I just try and keep up with these things, but one of the big music news this week was the super teaming of three singer. And I'm not sure if you had a chance to listen to the album, but this week it kind of came up for YouTube, but Britney Spears has teamed up with Kesha and Nicki Minaj on a remix of Till the World End. And have you had a chance to hear it?
No, I haven't.
It's interesting. You know what? I actually got to say, now, if you've heard the original one, definitely take a chance and go to YouTube. It's on there. It's a remix, and I know her and Nicki Minaj have been spotted out this week partying and everything. It's an odd coupling, but yeah, Kesha and Britney and Nicki on this one. Actually, it's not bad. It's actually it's kind of like a slower version of the original version, but it works only because, you know, Nicki has to, you know, lay her eyes at the top and, you know, everything else. And also a big week for Britney because they said she just participated in another big remix, and that was with Rihanna on a recut of S&M. Now, I haven't heard S&M yet, so I know I'm a little far behind, but holiday week. And then I was going to ask you, have you seen these pictures of Snooki lately on Twitter?
Yes.
I am impressed. If you have not seen Snooki lately on Twitter, she has lost a considerable amount of weight. And I know they did an interview with her, and she said that basically while everybody's out at, you know, the bar, she's been at the gym. She's working with a trainer and hitting the gym more and doing less partying. And, you know, joke with it or not, or talk about Snooki, but I'm going to come out and be the first to say it. Snooki looks smushable.
Yeah, I was surprised. She has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
She looks small. She looks tiny.
But she said she at one point was 100 pounds. And I don't know if she's looking to get back to that, but like I said, you know, I think a lot of people have been impressed with her, especially over the last month from, you know, what she did in WrestleMania, because people didn't think she could, like, do the backflips like that, you know. But, of course, in her previous life before Jersey Shore, she was a cheerleader, and she said she wanted to get back to being more flexible that way. And I do see something on the Jersey Shore now where all the guys are, like, taking a second look at Snooki, but
I'm sure they are.
And she said that the only thing that she's worried about is the trip over to Italy, because she said, you know, there's a lot of pasta and a lot of fatty foods over there. So she said she's worried about gaining that weight back. So, Snooki looking good. Thumbs up, Snooki. One wedding and then one engagement news this week. I actually have to say, Amy Smart, actress Amy Smart, and I guess this guy from HGTV. Now, I don't watch HGTV that much. I know that's that would be the Miz's thing. She'll probably watch HGTV for the home repair stuff. But I guess one of the guys off there, his name is Carter Oosterhaus. Amy Smart has been engaged to him now, so congratulations to them. And then I saw a picture of a lady, and I had to look twice because I had not seen her in quite a few years. And she got married recently. Actually, it was late Thursday out in Beverly Hills, and that is the one-time entertainment reporter, Lisa Gibbons. And Lisa,
isn't this like her fourth marriage? She's been married a few times.
It's something like that. And Lisa now is 54, and she married 41-year-old Stephen Fenton, who is the president of the Beverly Hills Department of Education. Lisa just works with a makeup line. She has a makeup line, and then she also does a PBS show called My Generation. And they have they didn't come out and say how many between them, but they had the marriage was only attended by the couple's three kids. I guess he had a couple younger kids, and she has an older kid. And what happened was that the two oldest ones, who were like 21 and 19, became ordained ministers online and presided over the service. So, and she kind of talked about, you know, unleashing her inner cougar because, she said, when we dated, I was 51 and he was 38. And, you know, now 3 years later, you know, here we are married. So, yeah, I think she has been married a couple of times before. I actually have to look back.
I think this was her fourth. I want to say this was her fourth marriage, at least. I know she's been, I remember when Lisa was working for Entertainment Tonight when she really first started out. And I think she was married to husband number one at that time. That was, I was a teenager then. And I want to say this is her fourth marriage. It probably won't last. I mean, you know, the age difference tends to always catch up with you at one point. It really does. You know, it's the sad reality of it.
Wow.
You know, he's young and she's older and, you know.
It's
I don't know. Plastic surgery can erase a lot of things by your actual age number. That's the irony of it.
So are you saying give it about 5 or 6 years, and when she turns 60 and he's 47, he's going to go for a 20-year-old? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I think he'll go definitely with somebody younger. Yeah. I mean, the reality is, I mean, maybe she looks great for her age because she's, you know, able to have the money to keep up. But like you said, when he's in his 40s and she's in her 60s, I mean, she may look good at her age, but she's going to have 60-year-old issues, whatever they may be. And the harsh reality is that, you know, he's going to wake up and say, wow, I married somebody too old for me. I mean, right now they might have things in common. That's quite an age gap. It always seems to always bite somebody in the butt. You know, it may not be suddenly, but about a few years down the line, it does always it's always a problem. And hey, Courtney Cox is the perfect example. She married a younger guy, and then she says, hey, I felt like his mom.
Wow. So I don't know. It's an interesting study that we got to work on in Hollywood. How does it work, you know, for an older guy, younger woman, but it doesn't work for an older woman, younger guy, but...
I don't think it does.
Wow. I don't know, but congratulations, Lisa. It's kind of like a question mark at the end, you know. Congratulations. So, but we've got a couple of minutes left to go. Anything that we're missing here?
Well, I was just checking out on MediaTakeout.com that Fergie, they're really coming out with the accusations she's gotten some work done. She got a facelift. She does look good. I mean, I do think she had something done. I'm not sure if it was a facelift, but she kind of does look a little more refreshed, I guess you want to call it.
She probably had Botox done.
I'm thinking it, too. I think she had some fillers. But she looks good.
I hear that rumor every time, Lola. And the thing is that, you know, depending on when you see Fergie, where you see Fergie, sometimes it could even be a good makeup job. I don't know, because the thing is that when you see pictures of her without makeup and outside jogging with a mom and this and that, she kind of like, you know, you look at her and you're like, oh, wow. And then, you know, when she's at some special event, she really goes all full 10, and then everybody says she has something done. And I was like, I think sometimes it might be a Botox thing. And I don't know why people make such a big deal on Fergie, because it's like, you know, wait until you see her outside, and then wait until you see her, you know. Now, she looks the same outside as she does, you know, indoors in an event. Then I could say yes. But I don't know. I was like, I hear that same thing, and every time it's like a week later, everybody's like, no, never mind.
Well, you know, they're also reporting that Beyonce went out and got herself some breast implants. And they're very adamant that she went out, and it's nothing that's noticeably, I mean, she's not near Pam Anderson's size. I mean, if she did go out and get implants, she went with probably a small implant, if she did. But they're insisting that she got some work done, too.
That could, I'm going to say allegedly, that could be true. Because if you
I think
Beyonce,
it could be, too.
She,
yeah.
When she first started to now, it looks a little different. But, two interesting things. Definitely, like Lola said, that's all on Media Takeout. So if you want to catch up on that, that's there. A couple of quick notes before we actually get out of here today. We want to thank once again Corey Fett for the interview on Friday. Great interview. Hopefully we can get her back to discuss some more things about love and law and everything else that's going on. Also want to send a shout-out to Paige Monroe. I think her website is supposed to be relaunching sometime this weekend. So, what up, Paige? Congratulations on the Paige relaunch. And, of course, with Lola and I, we'll be back this week tomorrow with the Cutting Room Floor and then Friday with Eye on Hollywood at the regular time slot. And if all goes according to plan, on Wednesday, I am due to interview Triple X star Sarah J. So she will be joining me in the 411 Lounge. So busy week ahead.
Sure.
And with that, I'll let Lola go back to enjoying her Cadbury egg. And
yeah.
I'll let all of you go back to enjoy your jelly beans. Yes, and now your Easter eggs that all have to be eaten up within the next couple of days. So with that, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Eye on Hollywood. For Lola, I'm LeVar. Have a great Easter, everybody, and have a great week ahead.